Civic duty. How's it going, Josh? How's it going? Just heading home from school now. I got a 95% on the quiz, but that's no reason. I do feel a little bit better about everything after that, but that's a false sense of security. No fucking way. We're not falling for that. I know that Works quiz, and they've even said as much, Works quiz is going to be a lot nicer than SGI's quiz. Not quiz, final exam. SGI's is a final exam. This was a quiz. So the quiz from Work is going to be a lot nicer than SGI's final exam. So we're not in a false sense of security. We're not getting our hopes up. We're still going to approach it like we're fucked and we know nothing and we got to learn as much as we can and all that. Absolutely. But feel a little bit better than I did. But still, I'm still fucked. I still gotta learn. I still gotta fucking go after it. So there. But you can tell by the tone of my voice, I'm in a little bit better spirits now. Than I was, but that's no false sense of security. That's almost fucking a famous last words, is being all optimistic. I mean, I feel better, but I almost feel worse because I feel better. If that makes any sense, you know? So we got to be careful. Think positively at your peril here, you know, but anyways, yeah, so that's it. We're on our way home. I'm loose as a goose today. I've got diarrhea. Hopefully that goes away soon. Hopefully it doesn't progress into any other worser symptoms like throwing up or anything like that. Hopefully it's not COVID. I did get a test yesterday and the day before. Both were negative. So that's good. I'm trying to get music, but I don't think it can handle the cold weather. As much as I do. Or do I have my iPod? Yes, my iPod is plugged in to the car, but it's not working. Too cold. So I guess we're going to listen to shitty AM radio, and once I get fed up with that, after the news, then we'll listen to CFCR.
In the East Coast Hockey League, that's at 4:35 this afternoon. A real quick last night, speaking of returns, it was Goran Dragic's welcome back to Toronto by the fans for the first time since being traded to the Brooklyn Nets. And he got it. Well, and he got it good. And deservedly so. This is a guy who was traded to the Raptors, who not only pretty well, he just said flat out he did not want to play in Toronto. And then when he left Toronto, let's just say he wasn't, you know, waiting around. He was running to the airport to get out of there. So when he returned, it was full-on booze at Goran Dragic. Nick Nurse loved it, by the way, the head coach of the Toronto Raptors. And when I think of all-time returns, there was nothing better than Henry Burris's return to Taylor Field. His return to Taylor Field was absolutely fantastic after he went to the Calgary Stampeders. I don't know if there has been a louder boo at Taylor Field than that one.
This guy's got to start watching pro wrestling. If you want, seven, like, let's get
Henry
real here.
The chance that were raining down on him. Rider Nation, can you remember one?
If he wants to say, like, best non-pro one. Wrestling
it was even better
return,
than
like,
Dragic
stuff like that, okay. But, like,
Toronto Raptors. Time now for the Green Zone 1 Minute Drill, the latest in sports. In the NHL. NHL tonight. The Buffalo Sabres have lost six straight. Great time for the Toronto Maple Leafs to be in Buffalo as they've won three straight games going into tonight's contest. In the WHL, well, the Regina Pats-Whitaker and Broncos both need some pretty decent months of March to get into the playoffs. Regina Pats take on Brandon tonight. The Switzer and Broncos, they are hosting the Red Deer Rebels. Tiger Woods got an extra $8 million like he needed it, but in the new bonus pool of money for the PGA Tour's Player Impact Program, Tiger Woods ranked number one out of all golfers in the most tweets and Google searches and media impressions, etc. Number two was Phil Mickelson, who got $6 million from the PGA. And it was Ukraine versus Russia on the tennis court yesterday, and Elena Svitolina, in her golden blue, beat her Russian opponent, and she says and promises that all the money she makes in the tournament will be donated to Ukraine and the relief efforts there. Coming up next, we're going to preview the Briar. It starts on Friday and the third for Team
Saskatchewan. Crazy world, man.
Catlin Schneider next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
I'm not listening to this commercial. That's for sure.
8255.
CCR. There we are. I feel like I got to take another diarrhea poop. Oh, you know what? I'm not getting caught by this fucking light again. This fucking light got me yesterday. I am not having that happen again. I am going to get in the right lane. Because I know everyone wants to turn left out of here. I'm going to get in the right, shorter lane. And I'm going to go straight ahead on the green light. And then, yeah, I'm just going to follow the road there so I don't have to wait at this light twice. I might even pop a U-turn when I get on the other side of the light, but I don't think I'm going to do that.
Tune to CFCR 90.5 FM. The program is The Swing Shift, and we'll be back after a few messages.
Our changing times. The 2022 Heritage Festival of Saskatoon celebrates our...
Yeah, listen to these. Oh, this, but it's news time at AM. So I do, I will put up with CFCR's ads. But
left so far.
It is,
according to the U.S.,
about news time
half
on
the people fleeing
so
Ukraine have gone west to Poland. It estimates 12 million people in Ukraine need emergency help and protection. Tomorrow, Ralco Radio is holding a Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Ukraine in partnership with the Ukrainian-Canadian Congress. It is a campaign to help raise money for relief efforts on the ground. You can learn more by clicking the banner at ckom.com. For the first time since COVID hit, Bank of Canada has increased its key interest rate, now at 0.5%. The increase is to try and help fight inflation that hit a 30-year high recently. Now major banks are expected to adjust prime lending rates, which could affect your mortgage and loans.
Fuck.
And 18 more days until spring.
But I got to get my mortgage renewed. I still got 6 months.
Some parts of Saskatchewan could see up to 20 centimeters or
my fucking mortgage guy's an anti-vaxxer, though.
Environment Canada says blizzard.
I want a new mortgage guy, but fuck.
It's time now.
I gotta get my mortgage dealt with as soon as possible.
The NDP hasn't been taking my advice for
time to get a new mortgage guy.
My advice can't be any worse than what they've been acting on for the last several years. I know the vice president of the NDP recently left in frustration, complaining about the party being stuck in the Romano era. And I thought, you mean the era when the NDP used to form power instead of barely cracking double-digit seat counts? Yeah, you wouldn't want that. I've been suggesting for a while the NDP should recognize its brand is worn out, thanks in no small part to its federal counterpart, and that it should return to its roots. Just like many Tories left their scandal-soaked past and presto changeo became the Saskatchewan Party, the NDP in Saskatchewan could reform itself as the Cooperative Party, harkening back to its roots as the Cooperative Commonwealth Federation, or CCF. A big part of this would be breaking the formal ties with organized labor, that hurts the NDP, and becoming a big tent party of the center-left. If the Democrats can't figure this out, well, they'll continue only being able to dream of being stuck in the Romano era. I'm Murray Wood. CKOM weather, that snow is on its way. We'll see a few clouds tonight, a little minus 25. Increasing clouds tomorrow, a high of minus 11. And then we'll see that snow start falling tomorrow night, continuing into Friday. Right now, in Saskatoon, we have a mostly cloudy sky, a wind out of the northeast at 15 and minus 16. CKOM news time is 3:33. I'm Justin Blackwell, 650 CKOM. Doing commercial insurance properly. This involves more than protection and cost management. It should also make your business better, because insurance companies like you look to deal with those considered best in class. Butler Byers Risk Reduction.
Continue to bring you special community-based events like these. Visit cfcr.ca.
A look at the weather at 3 o'clock, according to Environment Canada, minus 16. But there's a wind out there making it feel like minus 24. And tomorrow,
windy,
cloudiness, minus 11. Friday, minus 9, with periods of snow. Saturday, minus 8, and sunny. Sunday, minus 4, with a mix of sun and cloud. Monday, minus 2, sunny. Tuesday, minus 7. So it's going to be a little less cold gradually, but there is some snow Thursday night and Friday. So this is the last half hour, or less than that, 25 minutes of today's swing shift on CFCR 90.5 FM. And I hope you're enjoying the show so far. And now we're going to hear a couple of numbers from the Ukrainian dance band Molodzi. From Dance Melodies, Ukrainian Dance Melodies, Volume 2. And we're going to listen to The Apple on the Tree and On the Hill.
Right now, I should have picked a different route. I'll have to remember that the next time I'm coming home, around school time, there's a better route to take. People are getting picked up, kids are getting picked up from school right now. Yeah, this is a waste of gas, this is a waste of time, this is a waste of brakes. Dante. Dante the shit. Alright, we're home. Thanks for listening, jeesh. I don't even know if you're listening anymore. But whatever. Thanks. Hope you're doing well. See you later.